Welcome to Viewpoint Alabama. I'm JT, your host, and our guest today is Joe Compton. He is the founder of Men of God and Country. Joe, good to see you.
Thank you, JT. Thank you for having us.
I want to hear about the organization. It makes sense to me, just the title, no doubt about that. I'm a Christian myself. I love this country, but I see this country has gone away from involving God in our daily lives in so many different angles. And if we don't get back to God, I think this nation is doomed. So, first of all, Joe, I want to hear about Men of God and Country. What is the organization?
Thank you, JT. Yes, I'm like you. I'm a man of God and a Christian, and I've sat back for many years and not been involved. I'm 61 years old, and I'm a businessman, a father. I'm not a politician. Mm-hmm. And 4 years ago, I got really discouraged of things going on in our country and was felt led to develop Men in God and Country, and it's to raise up all the men of God in the nation to come together in one brotherhood. Our pledge to a Christian flag says in one brotherhood, serving in love the nation.
So, one nation under God.
Absolutely. One nation under God. And during that time frame, I read some books that were very influential, and studying on the founding fathers and their intent for our country. And
right.
I heard a message from a Dr. Tony Evans, a major national speaker and pastor in Dallas. He wrote a book on how Christians should vote.
Yeah, and I want to get to some of these people that have influenced you and some of our founding fathers and other, you know, men of God in this country. It really does speak for itself, and how that has become such an important part of your organization. But what's the goal of the organization, Joe, and the objective?
Well, Men of God and Country's primary mission is to inspire and motivate all men of the Christian faith to become devoted men of God and of the United States of America. And we have a committed four goals that we want to commit to, four core values. You mm-hmm. have to have something that you can come together. Those four core values, that you are a believer in Jesus Christ and accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, of course, to be a Christian. And number two, we believe that life begins at conception, and we're pro-life advocates and mm-hmm. believe in that. We also believe in traditional marriage, mm-hmm. Just as it outlined the basic Christian core values and beliefs. And fourth, we believe that you should exhibit fiscal responsibility. And of course, as you know, our government's $19 trillion in debt and hasn't done that. So we need leaders that support those values as well.
So the objective then is to get everybody inspired that believes in that, that is on board with bringing God to the forefront once again, not being ashamed to be able to step in front of a camera and a microphone and stand up for Christ, stand up for God, and let that be our guide to bringing this nation back to where it was. This political correctness is obviously not part of your plan.
Absolutely. Men of God and Country, we envision one nation again under God with elected Christian statesmen, not professional politicians that have agendas based on their lobbyists and their PACs. But Christian statesmen involved in public policy, educating and leading our communities in our country again.
Right, right. Absolutely. We're talking with Joe Compton, by the way, who is the founder of Men of God and Country, an organization that is wanting to gather folks up that are like-minded and looking into the different politicians and people that are running for office and government positions to make sure that their values are where you want them to be. If you believe in Jesus Christ, if you think that God should be a part of this nation, of our state, of our local communities, this is an organization you should take a look at. And I guess really what you want to do, Joe, is have people investigate all these different candidates and see where they stand on these issues.
Absolutely. You should screen those candidates first by those values. We need men to lead our country that has a moral fiber in them,
mm-hmm.
and we want to ensure that's the first screening. We're not going to tell you who to vote for. You know, that's your choice. We don't want you to give to our organization. We're not a PAC. We want to be considered a MAC, Men Action Committed. We want you to send your money to the candidate of your choice.
Right.
But we want to help formulate what candidates meet our core values and one day have conferences that they come speak to us.
Now, on your website, menofgodandcountry.com, is this where somebody can go and look at the different candidates and see where they stand on Christian values and interests.
We will put that on there shortly.
Yes.
and have a display of that. At this time, they can go to our site and they can review all the specific details and information of why we believe what we believe and what our purpose is.
Yeah, I think this organization is right on. I think it needs to be a nation that recognizes God first, our Creator. And, you know, I've said so many times, as you know, I worked with a youth ministry, Youth for Christ, for 6 years here in Birmingham. And when we talk to students, it's a high school ministry and teenage ministry. When we talk to kids, you know, the goal of the ministry is to try and reach lost kids who are just out there making decisions based on society's waves. What's hip today? What's hip tomorrow? What's good? What's, you know, what does society think? And those types of decisions without God in the mix, always, every time in my life anyway, have taken me in the wrong direction. When I recommitted my life to Christ and I use the Bible, just like a football coach would use his playbook, to execute a good game and a good win, to have a good game and a good win in life, the playbook is the Bible. God is not going to steer us wrong in a direction. God has no intent of taking us down the wrong path. You know, and as much as we like them, our parents, our teachers, our coaches, even our pastors sometimes will let us down. But Christ is never letting me down. And that's why I believe in what the inspired word of God, the Holy Bible, is all about, and what Christ teaches. God loves us so much, he's quite clear with John 3:16, that he gave his only son. And to follow them instead of following what society wants me to do, or what the trends are today, or what's politically correct to do, in my book is the way to go. You've got to stay with the rock, and that's the Bible. And I think this nation, to be strong again, we've got to get back to God, who can only make it strong again with us.
You're absolutely right. Ronald Reagan, our 40th president, you've heard his name a lot today in the debates, bring up people wanting to be like him, but he made a statement. Hadn't heard any of them make a statement so far. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. And I firmly believe that's where we're headed. Mm-hmm. Actually, Abraham Lincoln also said, "Sir, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right." So here are presidents, so 16th and 40th, president of the United States, that firmly believe that we had to first recognize that we're under God's leadership and authority.
Well, you can go back further than that, Joe, as you know. I mean, our founding fathers, when they wrote the Constitution of the United States, they did not want to exclude God in the plan. It was clear from the beginning that we were a nation under God.
And David Barton has an outstanding book. I encourage every Christian man to order and read. It's called The Spiritual Heritage Tour of Our U.S. Capitol, and it will name every portrait, every statue in that building. It has to do with the spiritual founding of our founding fathers and how they were Christians and how they led to mold this country and led us to where we're at today and through our Constitution. And David Barton's book, and you go to his website, wallbuilders.org, and get that. But it's an outstanding read, and it'll change a lot of people's opinion about the founding of this country.
Talking with Joe Compton, the founder of Men of God and Country, and how we ought to really be looking at the people we elect to public office through God's view. And this is an organization that can help all of us do that. The website is menofgodandcountry.com. It's relatively new, right, Joe? How long has the organization been together?
Well, we're just kicking off our membership campaign. We've been in existence for the past 3.5 years, but that's been research and developing. And now we're ready to kick off membership. And I've been meeting with pastors and religious leaders across the South the past 3 years and getting their feedback and influence. And, of course, we'll use their resources to help develop our men and build them up so the men of God can rise up in this country in a loving way and reach out to people and be leaders. You know, 70% of our homes today do not even have a man in the household. And so, you know, 80% of the babies born here locally at UAB are born without a married couple. And so men, the men of the church across all denomination, all ethnic backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Christian men need to lead our communities and our church, and we need to come together across all denominational lines.
And this website that you've developed is a work in progress. As you mentioned, you'll be adding some more to it in fluid and daily updates and changes. And at some point, we'll have the candidates listed as we get closer to the general election and moving forward. And I would imagine at some point, you know, here in the state of Alabama, you'll reach out into the local municipalities elections. And, you know, it's a good place, I think, and a good thing to have a source where you can go and see where these candidates, men and women, stand when it comes to the core values of what Men of God and Country is all about and where
Absolutely.
They stand with their relationship with God. What can we do to help this organization? Prayer, obviously, is a big one.
Right. There's four things. We have four core values, and we say you can be involved in four areas. And you said the first one, JT, pray. You know, pray for our country and pray for the election and, you know, pray for the candidates and get involved. And you do that by joining an organization. You know, we have power in numbers. You know, we if we have 1 million members— We have a voice in public policy. If those 1 million members give, we don't want their money again. But if they give $100 to a candidate, that's it takes money.
Right.
And that carries a great deal of influence and can help elect the type of people that you want to run for office. So you can pray, you can join, then you can vote for that candidate. It doesn't cost you anything to vote. That's your duty and responsibility. And then, again, give to the candidate. So those four things.
Right. All right. We talk about the organization Men of God and Country. We're not excluding women in this. It's not by any means meant to be a men's organization.
Absolutely. Women, obviously, they're the backbone of the man and the family.
I don't know about you, Joe, but I couldn't do it without Judy.
Well, women can play the auxiliary role. We need them actively involved in all types of functions and activities. You know, we feel like men should lead, but obviously the lead side by side with the women.
Absolutely. Once again, the organization, Men of God and Country, their website, menofgodandcountry.com. Joe Compton is the founder and our guest today. Joe, I do want to talk to you about where you started with all of this and, you know, your background and how you came to leave the profession that you were in and get involved with this and start this organization.
Well, you know, I was a family man. I was raised in a small rural town here in Alabama. First one to go to college and so forth. My family grew up on some basic values. They were Christians. They gave to God first, no matter how little they had. They worked hard with their hands, and they always taught me the principle, if you don't have it, do without. If you can't afford to pay for something, you learn to do without, and you live within your means. And our country and our public servants have not done that. You know, we're $19.1 trillion in debt as a country, and, you know, those are our elected officials. We don't set the budgets. We don't spend the money. But they are the ones that we've got to make sure we have people in place that take fiscal responsibility. So I grew up in that humble environment and an environment that you were not entitled to anything.
Right, right. What was your professional background?
I spent 27 years in corporate America with the largest LTL transportation company at that time and all levels of management. And then for the past 10 years, we had our own logistics consulting firm that I'm continue to be involved. And our plans are to have a state director here for Men of God and Country that's full time.
All right. Is this organization outside the state of Alabama yet, or is you're so new yet and growing that it's just here?
Well, have members that are outside the state.
Okay.
And again, haven't even kicked off our membership campaign, but they've just came to our site. They wanted to get involved. Matter of fact, I had one contact me this morning from out of state.
Well, I highly recommend that you meet with as many folks in Congress as you can and you know, grow this as far as you can, you know, across this country. I think it's a great organization and brings folks back to what we need to get back to with where this country was founded and started and bring God back into the picture here.
Absolutely. You know, Patrick Henry said the Constitution is an instrument for government to restrain, is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. Hmm. And, you know, they've gotten out of control, and we need leaders that will lead our country again based on our founding fathers and their intentional intentions of the original Constitution.
Well, Joe, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. I really appreciate your time today with us on Viewpoint Alabama. Folks, if you want to find out more about how to be a part of this organization, how to support Joe and his efforts to bring God back into how we elect officials in this country, the organization, once again, is called Men of God and Country. All the details you need, once again, right at their website, menofgodandcountry.com. Joe, thank you.
Hey, JT, thank you, and God bless.